So how long have you been in the new space?
We moved in October 17th of this year, and we opened to the youth on October 25th of this year. Brand new.
Yeah, brand new for sure. Obviously, this is much better than having to go gym to gym, school to school. How much
so? Yes. So we are going to continue, by the way, with that rotational model. It's part of our brand, and it's part of reaching out youth to youth in different parts of the community. But absolutely, having our own space means we can offer, you know, we're open every day. So we're open 10 to 6 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 12 to 4 Saturdays, 12 to 8 on Wednesdays, 12 to 4 here, 4 to 8 at a rotational location. Closed on Fridays because we're opened on Saturday. So we have much more robust programming because we have this location, and we have many more things to offer and an enhanced staff as well.
What are you hearing from the youth who use this, comparing it to your old situation?
They love it. They're feeling comfortable. We had a youth who came Thursday who hasn't been in this space before, and it had come to our rotational hubs pre-COVID and walked around with his mom and said, you know, I've never been here before, but it feels familiar. So we're feeling... youth are telling us they feel very comfortable. They love the space. They're noticing that every level, because we have three floors, is different. So the top floor tends to be where the quiet conversations happen. This floor that we're sitting in on the second floor, you know, there may be painting. There's homework help here. There's, you know, some self-led activities. The basement has the industrial kitchen. There's cooking workshops often. There's a foosball table. There's a ping pong table. There's a TV. So the energy level is higher. And youth will rotate and migrate when they're here between one floor and another, depending on what their needs are. And then, of course, we have programming and supports that we wrap around them all day long.
Sounds like home.
It sounds like home. It is very homey and cozy and welcoming, and that's the feedback that we're getting from youth. And again, they painted everything. They've chosen everything. So it is their space.
Who are you looking for in terms of youth to come in and use this space and get involved?
Any youth who are 12 to 25 are welcome to come. No matter what. So it could be a youth who, you know, wants to make new friends or wants to take a cooking workshop or come and take part in an activity. It may be a youth who is looking to talk to a peer support worker or a peer mentor, has some questions. It may be somebody who has questions around education. We bring in a lot of our community partners around education, employment supports. They may need help with homework, help with putting together a resume. There's a multitude of things. So really, it's a place for anyone who's 12 to 25.
What would you say to get someone in that age range to come in here?
Check us out on social media and see all the programming that we offer, and you'll find something that draws you in, whether that's, you know, art or a cooking workshop or a pool tournament or gingerbread making. I think we're doing that this week, gingerbread house decorating, or to speak to a counselor, whatever the things might be. 75% of our youth come in for an activity that's being offered. So it really is for all youth in that age group.
So come in for an activity and stay for everything else.
Exactly. Exactly. And benefit and come back. And most of our youth do come back. In the new year, we're going to be inviting schools to bring classes in to tour our space. We've done a lot of going to schools and explaining what we do, but it was suggested, and I think it's a great suggestion, to have invite schools to come and bring your classes. And I think once youth see it, then they'll understand, you know, what we have to offer. We have a great location right across from Timmins Transit. We always provide bus tickets. You know, there's always food in the kitchen. Youth can help themselves, easily accessible. Very welcoming.
Anything you want to add to any of this?
No, you can tell how passionate we all are about the hub. So we're just saying to youth, come and try it. And, you know, from everything that we're hearing from youth, they love it. And every day there are youth who've never been to the hub before who come and check it out and come back. So that's really encouraging.